Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns is with us live this morning. The Assembly has passed the Green Light Bill, Mickey. It's now up for consideration in the Senate. What's your expectation here?
I believe there is going to be some serious discussion about this. Susan, good morning. I watched stream live the sponsor answer questions yesterday, and it just showed a lack of genuineness when there were people from upstate New York asking questions, very important questions, about whether he spoke with the county clerks, and the answer was no, whether he spoke with law enforcement, and the answer was no, whether there would be any fiscal implications, he said the answer was no, whether there would be any voter impropriety or voter fraud. It just really was concerning to me, and I'm hopeful that the Senate does put a red light on this green light bill, because this is going to have serious implications for all of our DMDs, especially in upstate New York.
I know there's been some concern and some uncertainty as to whether it will pass in the Senate, but could it be put into what's being called sometimes a big ugly bill, which is a bill, the last bill of the session, where a lot of priorities get thrown into there, member items, as well as unpopular items?
That's absolutely correct, Susan. 5 out of 6 Democratic legislators voted against it. So it shows it is not popular in upstate New York. But one way the governor can do that is putting that, it's called an omnibus bill, putting all those things that people want in there that are good for their constituents, their communities, and putting some things in there that aren't too friendly to them. But they rationalize it saying, well, you know, there's some good in the bill. But this is a very, very serious thing. You're talking about fraud. And when the sponsor was talking about, the clerks can handle it. We're talking about 195 countries, New York State, has many, many different people represented from many different areas. And as you know, Erie County is a border state from Canada. We have many different communities here. You're talking 195 countries. The opportunity for fraud is unbelievable. And, you know, something that was insulting to me was the senator who sponsored this bill, a former colleague of mine, stated once again that the clerks must do it or the governor will remove them from office. That was a veiled threat. And the clerks are really nice people. They're really good people. I'm not afraid of being removed. We're going to fight it because we have the law on our side. This isn't about politics. It's about what is right, what is the law. I took an oath of office to uphold the federal law. And when I listened to the sponsor answer the questions, he was not prepared to answer the tough questions when it comes to this bill and the fiscal implications. Everything was downstate centered. So his answer was, well, we're going to get more funding statewide, but they didn't talk about the county clerks and how they're going to have to handle additional staff or contract with experts to help, you know, decipher whether these are good or bad documents. Remember, we're the document clearinghouse. And you talk about the Real ID, this could create a disaster. We've already added additional space. We're opening up additional windows in the South Towns. I'm going out to the North Towns today to meet with the Eastern Hills Mall to add additional windows. We are with the Real ID. We're at the max. We added 11 additional employees. Who's going to pay for this? You know who's going to pay for this, Susan? The taxpayers of Erie County, so they better get ready.
Yeah. What is, though, the single biggest reason that this should not be passed?
Fraud. Fraud is the single biggest reason. You know, a license is a privilege. It's not a right. And, it's a breeder document. It's a gateway document to this country. There are so many people. I'm going to be on the USS Little Rock in the next couple of days for a ceremony for people that did it the right way. And you talk about fraud, that's the number one reason. Yes, there will be some fiscal implications in California. You have to wait 24 days to get an appointment to get a license. There will be longer lines. However, it comes down to fraud and the integrity of this country. And it's amazing that there are senators out there. I was duly elected by the people of Erie County in a fair election. They're threatening to remove me because I'm following the law. This is unconscionable.
What will you do if it is passed and signed by the governor?
Well, the first thing is if it does pass the Senate, we're going to put tremendous pressure on the Senate. Remember, the governor has many powers to not only remove, you know, me as the county clerk, but I think we need to go to the people. And if the governor wants to do this, maybe we need to reinstate powers to remove elected officials, all elected officials. We used to have that power to do that. And, you know, to me, it's very unpopular. I guess Assemblyman Dave DiPietro has a bill to split the state up. Maybe that gains popularity. This is unconscionable. We're seeing this legislative progressive swing. We're a very middle-of-the-road state when it comes to upstate New York. However, New York City is dominating this issue. And when five out of six legislators who are Democrats voted against this, it shows that there's not a balance in the state. So maybe Assemblyman DiPietro's bill to split the state in three gains traction. But we will fight this, and I will, you know, I know how to fight Albany. We'll continue to fight Albany. But this is just something that cannot happen. And there will be major, major, not only financial, but when I met with ICE and Homeland Security, you look at an uptick in crime, that will absolutely happen. That's a fact. These aren't things, these aren't failed threats. So, you know, the senator from New York who's threatening me, my job, I'm not afraid of him. I'm not afraid of the governor. All I do is represent the people of Erie County, and we'll continue to fight, Susan. That's all we can do.
Mickey, we appreciate the time. That's Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns.